You mentioned fulvestrant or Faslodex. What's your experience been with that agent, and how do you approach the dose and schedule?
You know, it is interesting because we managed to sort of topple one of our local HMOs who kept denying the loading approach. Fulvestrant's an interesting drug. I think we had expected better results from the initial studies, and then we went back and looked at the pharmacokinetics, and it appeared that it really takes 3 months to reach steady state if you're going to give the injection once a month. So that wasn't going to work for any of our patients with metastatic disease. So we started this idea of loading, and there's two different approaches that are being used. One is to use a higher dose at 500 milligrams, but the other sort of more standard approach is to just use 250 milligrams every 2 weeks for three doses and then move on to once a month. And with that, studies have shown that you do get your peak level much earlier. So that's a much better way to approach it. And then my clinical experience is that women who have disease that responds well to hormone therapy respond to fulvestrant, and we might get anywhere from 3 to 12 to 18 months out of it. I mean, it's very highly variable because we aren't treating women in the first line. There's actually been a study proposed to use 2 years of fulvestrant after 5 years of aromatase inhibitor therapy as extended adjuvant treatment, and that will be very interesting if it goes through.
It is interesting, kind of looking at a different mechanism of hormone therapy. And I guess that concept is kind of like the trial that looked at using an aromatase inhibitor after tamoxifen. Now most of the postmenopausal women are getting aromatase inhibitors. And the idea here is follow that up with fulvestrant.
Right.
How do you think women in that situation will respond to having to come in once a month for an intramuscular injection?
In the adjuvant setting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they come in every 3 weeks for trastuzumab for a year. So
right.
I think the issue is extending it forever. And I think we'll have to see how it goes. It's a quick injection and it's not too bad. Of course, it'll depend on distance, but for a clinical trial where they have to come to the main center to get treated. But otherwise, I do think that women will do that. You know, we have a lot of data now that supports the use of extending adjuvant hormone therapy. I think we're all convinced that breast cancer is a disease that we're going to be seeing relapsing later and later as our therapies are more effective.
I guess also particularly we're starting to see that you see these late relapses a lot more in women who have ER-positive tumors.
With more than 50% of the recurrences after 5 years, and the most recent overview suggests that really a significant portion of relapses, the majority, occur from 5 to 15 years.
In those patients with the ER-positive
disease.
Right.